The task force is looking at ways to stop excess nitrogen from getting into waterways. It hopes to persuade farmers to reduce the amount of nitrogen they use and plant grassy buffer strips or artificial wetlands to take up the nitrogen. The idea is to stop so much nitrogen getting into the Gulf of Mexico. Once there, it causes an algae bloom that then dies and depletes the water of oxygen, causing a dead zone. Don Scavia is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Ocean Service. He says offering farmers money to sign up for conservation programs is likely the best route.
The idea is to try to make the social benefit of reducing nitrogen load work in favor for the farmers.
Right now, many row crop farmers pay the cost of applying more nitrogen than needed in hopes of getting a better crop. Experts say it's a gamble that rarely pays off and ultimately adds to the problem in the Gulf. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.